Jewish audio on Kabod.org.
This class is presented by Rabbi Leib Shapiro. Rabbi Leib Shapiro, a noted Talmudic scholar, is the dean of the Yeshiva Gedolah Rabbinical College of Greater Miami, the rabbi of Congregation Beis Menachem, and a community leader in Miami Beach, Florida.
Parsha Emor, in the Medrash there, Parsha Chofches, Gimel, that Tone Rebchia taught, Sheva Shabosoi Tmimoi Tiyeno, the Pasuk says concerning Sfiras Omer, that seven complete weeks they shall be. So he says, Eimosai Hein Tmimoi, when are they complete? Bizman She Yisrael Oisin Ritzoine Shalmokim, when the Yidden are doing the will of Hashem. Now the Poshet Pshat of Tmimois is, as the Gemara says in Menachas Daf Samach Vov Amud Aleph, that from here we learn out that you must count every day. You must have complete weeks. And therefore the din is that if someone forgot to count one day, then he cannot make a bracha the other days, because he won't have Tmimois. He won't have seven complete weeks because one day was missing. Another limud that we learn out from the word Tmimois is that you must count Sfiras Omer at night, because you must have complete days and complete weeks, and a complete day is when you have the day and the night, and therefore you have to count at night, and this will be for the night and the day. This is the halacha de kelimu that we learn now from the word tmimois. But here in the Medrash it says that what does the word tmimois mean, complete, that when is the Sfiras Omer complete? Only if Yisrael oisin etzoy nishalmokim, if the Yidden are doing the will of Hashem. Now l'chura, what is the connection between the mitzvah of Svira being complete to the inyan that the Yidden have to be doing the will of Hashem? Now, but Pashtas, we could answer that when the Yidden are in the Madrege, that they're doing the will of Hashem, then definitely they would perform the mitzvah of Svira Sa'omer better. A person who is in a higher Madrege performs the mitzvah in a higher Madrege. So any mitzvah he does it with more feeling, with more kavane. And therefore, if the Yidden are in the Madrege, that they are oisin retzoin eshalmokim, that they do the will of Hashem, so definitely the mitzvah of Sfira Sa'imer that they will perform will be in a higher Madrege, will be more tummy, more complete. But we can't say that this is the pshat in the Medrash, because if so, it has nothing to do specifically to the mitzvah of Sfira Sa'imer. It could have said by any mitzvah, that bizman she Yisrael oisin retzoin eshalmokim, when the Yidden do the will of Hashem, then any mitzvah they do is more complete, because they will be doing it with more kavanah, with more feeling. Since the Medrash connects it to the Pasuk Tmimois that says specifically by Sfiras Omer, so it comes out that this concept of Oisin Etzoyin Shalmokim has a special connection to the mitzvah of Sfiras Omer. That when is the mitzvah of Sfiras Omer Tmimus? When is it complete? When does it really accomplish what it's supposed to, if the Yisrael are Oisin Etzoyin Shalmokim, if the Yidden do the will of Hashem? But in order to understand this, we have to first understand what is the meaning of Yisrael Oisin Etzoyin Shalmokim. The Pashat, as we would learn, it means Pashat, that the Yidden do what Hashem wants. The Yidden do all the mitzvahs that were told to them by Hashem. But we can't say that this is what the words Oisin Etzoyin Shalmokim means. Because the Gemara says in Brachas, that Lamed Hei Amud Beis, that the Pasuk that says in the second Parsha of Krishma, V'asafta Diganecha V'Siroshcha V'Yitzarecha, that Hashem says, you will gather your grain, etc. So the Gemara there says that this refers to a time when Ein Yisrael Oisin Etzoyin Shalmokim, when the Yidden do not do the will of Hashem. The Gemara there asks a contradiction, that we have one pasuk where it says, Va'omdu Zorin V'ro Etzoyinom, that strangers will get up, and they will be the shepherds to your sheep, and we, the people, the Yidden themselves, will not have to work. And here we have a pasuk where it says, V'asafta Diganecha V'Siroshcha V'Yitzarecha, that you, meaning the Yidden, will gather the dog on Tirush V'Yitzar from the fields, so the Yidden themselves will have to work. How does that fit with the other pasuk where it says that strangers will get up and do the work for us? And the Gemara says that the difference is, Kan Bizman She Yisrael Oisin Etzoyin Shalmokim, Kan Bizman She Ein Yisrael Oisin Etzoyin Shalmokim, that this pasuk where it says, V'Omdu Zorin V'Ro Etzoyinom, that strangers will get up, and they will be the shepherds, that's at the time when the Yidden do the will of Hashem. So then they are zoiche that others do the work for them. Melachto nasis al yidei acherim. Their work is done through others. And this pasuk where it says, V'asafta diganecha v'saroshcha v'yitzarecha, that we ourselves will have to gather the grain and the oil and the grapes from the field, this is bizman she'en Yisrael oisin etzoyin shalmokim. When the Yidden do not do the will of Hashem, then they have to work themselves. So it comes out that the second Parsha of Krishna, according to this Gemara, is speaking at a time when the Yidden are not Oysin Ritzoyne Shalmokim. But L'chura, it's very hard to understand that. Because this Parsha of Krishna starts with the words, V'hoyo im shamoya tishmo kol mitzvoyse asher anoichim etzave. If you will listen to all the mitzvahs I tell you, and you will perform them b'chol levavchem and b'chol nafshechem, with your whole heart and with your whole soul. And Hashem says, the brocha will come, and the rain will come, and you're going to gather the Dagon Tirash V'Yitzor. So we see clearly that this Pasha is speaking at a time when the Yidden do the will of Hashem, when the Yidden do the mitzvahs. You will listen to Hashem. That's when this will happen, that when Asati Mitar Artuch Mita, Hashem will give the rain, and you will gather the Dagon Tirash V'Yitzor from your field. So how could the Gemara say that this Pasha is speaking at a time when Ein Oysin Ritzayin Shomok? So the Mashah explained that what is missing in this Pasha, that because of that we call it Ein Oysin Ritzayin Shomokim, that they're not doing the will of Hashem, is by comparing it to the first Pasha of Krishna. In the first Pasha of Krishna it says, V'haftas Hashem Elokecha v'chol levavcha v'chol nafshecha v'chol ma'idecha. You will love Hashem with all your heart, with all your soul. In the second parsha of Krishna, it says that you will listen to Hashem, you will serve Him, with all your heart and with all your soul. What's missing there is b'chol me'oidchem. In the first parsha, it says b'chol me'oidcha also, and in the second parsha, it doesn't say b'chol me'oidchem. And because it's missing b'chol me'oidchem, that's why we refer to it as ein oisin ritzayin shalmokim. Now this just shows that when we use the Lashon Oysin Ritzayin Shalmokim or Ein Oysin Ritzayin Shalmokim, it doesn't mean whether you actually do the mitzvahs or not. Even if a person performs the mitzvahs, but if he doesn't do it, B'chol Ma'oitcha, as we will explain soon what exactly that means, then he is considered Ein Oysin Ritzayin Shalmokim and he's not doing the will of Hashem. What does B'chol Ma'oitcha mean? So one pshat in the Gemara is B'chol Ma'oitcha means B'chol Ma'oincha, with all your money. But there are other pshatim in Mefarshim, that the word ma'oid means very. Toiv ma'oid means very good. Gadol ma'oid means very big. The word ma'oid means very. When it says, b'chol me'oidcha, with all your ma'oid, that means, with all your very. Now what does that mean? As it's translated usually in English, with all your might. And it really means that you have to serve Hashem more than you feel you have the power to. Ma'oit means very, means more than average, more than normal, more than regular. And this is really what B'chol Ma'oitcha means, to serve Hashem beyond the boundaries of the power the person thinks he has. Because usually, when a person serves Hashem, he serves Him as much as he is able to. He gives tzedakah as much as he's able to. He learns Torah as much as he's able to. But Be'emes, if you really try hard, you put in a lot of koyach, a lot of might, then you'll see that you're able to go beyond your koyches, beyond your ability as you think, and you're able to serve Him more. You're able to learn Torah more than you think you're able to. You're able to give tzedakah more than you think you're able to. You're able to perform the mitzvahs in a much better way, more behidur than you think you are able to. That's what B'chol Ma'oitcha means. You have to serve Hashem beyond the boundaries. As he explains in Lekuta Torah in Parsha Shlach, that B'chol Ma'oitcha means B'li Gvul, to serve Hashem without any limits, beyond the limits. The truth is, it depends on every person, not everyone is the same. What by one person might be beyond his limits, concerning another person it could be within his limits, but every person in himself has to serve Hashem beyond his own limits. That's why it says B'chol Ma'oitcha, with your Ma'oit. We don't have to look what other people do. Every person has to look at himself and see what he thinks his boundaries are, how far he could go. And he has to serve Hashem b'chol me'oitcha more than that. He has to go beyond his boundaries. He has to serve Hashem b'li gvul, without the limit, beyond the limits that he has. And when a person serves Hashem with the b'li gvul, so then we refer to that as oisin ritzoin shalmokim. Then he does the will of Hashem. Because this expression, Oysin Ritzoyne Shalmokim, doesn't just mean doing what Hashem wants, what Hashem commanded us to do, but it means doing what we really understand Hashem would like. There are certain things that Hashem told us what to do, and that we have to do, and then there are things that we understand Hashem would like us to do, even though He didn't tell it to us outright. And we know that Hashem would like us to serve Him to the best of our ability, and even beyond our ability. When a person does that, then he really does the true inner will of Hashem. Even though, if he wouldn't do it, we can't say he's going against Hashem's will, because as long as he's serving Hashem and doing everything right, he's listening and doing everything Hashem told him to do, he is not chas v'sholem going against Hashem. Nevertheless, as long as it's only b'chol avavcha v'chol nafshecha, b'chol avavchem v'chol nafshechem, but he's missing the b'chol mo'itcha, the b'chol mo'itchem, so then he is not doing the retzoy neshalmokim. He's not doing the true inner will that Hashem would want. Because what really Hashem wants is a person should give himself over to Hashem and serve Hashem so much beyond his boundaries. So if a person does that, then he is oisin retzoy neshalmokim. That is the first parasha of Krishma. And that's when the Gemara says, a person is zoicha that malach nasis al de'achim. But if a person serves Hashem just with his boundaries, the gvul, with the limit, but doesn't go beyond the limit, then this person is considered ein oisin retzoy neshalmokim. And that's why the second parasha of Krishma is considered a time when ein oisin retzoy neshalmokim, because there is missing the b'chol ma'oitcha, the b'chol ma'oitcha. Now that we understand that the expression oisin retzoy neshalmokim means doing what Hashem wants beyond the limits of the person, we can understand the connection between Oysen Ritzoy Neshalmokim and Sviras HaOymer Davke. Why is it that when is Sviras HaOymer Tmimus, when is the mitzvah Sviras HaOymer complete, when a person is Oysen Ritzoy Neshalmokim? And the reason is because we know that the mitzvah of Sviras HaOymer is not just a mitzvah to count the days. The mitzvah is to prepare yourself to Chag HaShavuos, to prepare yourself to be mekabel the Torah when Hashem will give it to us again on Chag HaShavuos. Because we know when the Eden left Mitzrayim, the whole purpose of their going out of Mitzrayim was in order to receive the Torah. As the Pasuk says, that Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Bo'yitziyacho esohom hazeh mitzrayim, tavdun es elokim al ha'orazeh. That when you take the Eden out of Mitzrayim, they're going to serve me on this mountain Har Sinai. Which means that the whole purpose, the whole goal of Yitzias Mitzrayim is for Matan Torah. When the Yidden left Mitzrayim, they were in a very low madrege, and in order to reach the level that they should be kelim ru'uyim, they should be vessels fit to receive the Torah, they had to elevate themselves and purify themselves during these 49 days. And the same is with us every year. Between Pesach and Shavuos, we have 49 days. When we count the days, doesn't just mean that we count them and we say 1, 2, 3, but it means that every day we have to purify ourselves more and more. And when we purify ourselves 49 days, which really means we go through all the 49 levels that we have within ourselves, and we elevate it, we purify them. So then we're kelim to receive the Torah Chag HaShavuos. And that's why it's called Sfiras HaOymer. It's connected to the Korban Oymer, which was made of Sa'ori, made of barley, because barley is a Meichel Behemoth. This is to show that the Sfiras HaOymer is the idea of elevating the Behemoth that we have within us and purifying it. And that's why it's also called Sfira Soimer. The word Sfira means to count, but the word Sfira also means to shine. Even Sapir means a shining stone. Sfira Soimer means we have to shine, we have to polish our midas that we have within ourselves, the behemoth that we have within ourselves, we have to polish it and make it shine, so it should be in such a way that we should be fit to receive the Torah on Chag HaShavuos. So it comes out that the mitzvah of Sfira Soimer is not just counting days, but working with ourselves, elevating ourselves, purifying ourselves, to be able to reach the highest madrega, so we'll be able to receive the Torah. When does a person know that he really purified himself, and he really elevated himself, and he really accomplished what is expected of him, when he reaches the madrega, that he knows that he's going beyond his boundaries? As long as a person elevates himself to serve Hashem, but he still looks into his gvul, into his boundaries, and he feels that there is a limit how far he could go, how much he could serve Hashem, how high he could reach, so then this person really didn't purify himself completely. When does a person know that he really reached the madrege, where he could say he is pure, is when he feels that he goes beyond his boundaries, that there is no limit of how much he has to serve Hashem. There is no limit in how much Torah he learns. There's no such thing as saying, I could only learn this much and not more. Even though physically there is a limit, because we are physical human beings and we have limits to how much we could do. But not the boundaries that a person makes himself. the boundaries that Hashem made, those are boundaries we have to live with, but not the boundaries we make ourselves. Like the boundary that we make ourselves, how much we can learn, and how much mitzvahs we can do, and how behider we can do the mitzvahs. These boundaries should not exist. So when the person reaches that level, then the person actually purified himself to a high madrega. And that's what the Medrash means. When is the mitzvah of Svira Soimer Tmimois? When did he accomplish complete? Tmimois from the word complete. When is the mitzvah of Svira Soimer complete? When did he accomplish completely what the mitzvah of Svira Soimer is supposed to accomplish? It is Bizman Sha'oisin Ritzoin Shalmokim. That's when you reach the level that you are Oisin Ritzoin Shalmokim, that you do what Hashem essentially wants. He wants a person to go out of his boundaries and serve Hashem, bleak bull, more than he thinks he's able to. I've understood that since Hashem acts to a person, Mido Keneged Mido, so if a person serves Hashem, bleak bull, he does more than his boundaries, then Hashem will reward the person also in the form of bleak bull. He will give him beyond the boundaries. Which means that even if Hashem has set aside for this person a certain amount, and this is the limit of how much the person should get, but if Hashem sees that the Yid serves him beyond his limits, so then Hashem will give him also beyond the limits that were set aside Mitzvah Hashem to give to the person. And this is another meaning in Oisin Ritzoyne Shel Mokar. Not only that you do the will of Hashem, but Oisin means you make. You make the will of Hashem. You make, so to speak, Hashem have another will. Just like we have an expression many times when you're mispalel, the expression is Yehi Ratzon Ulfanecha. Let there be a will, which means even if you did not have the will before, we ask Hashem to have a new will, a Ratzon Chodesh, as it says in Sforim. This is the idea of Tefillah, to daven to Hashem, that he should have a new Ratzon and give us more than he had set aside before. This is also the meaning of Oisin Ratzon Shel Mokim. You make up the Ratzon of Hashem. You make Hashem have another will. That if Hashem wanted before to give you a certain amount, Hashem will give you more. You make him have a new will, and he should give you more than the limit that he had set aside before. And this comes through the person, Oisin Ritzoni Shomokah, the person doing the will of Hashem, doing Bechol Ma'oitcha, beyond his limits. So then he makes a new will in Hashem, that Hashem wants to give him more beyond the limit that he had set aside before, but he gives him also in the form of Bligvul, that the Yid has all the things that he needs, even more than Hashem originally has set aside to give.